Right, it's quarter past nine, everybody. Good morning. Alan is here. Okay, Alan, I'm going to let you tell everybody what happened with the hire car.
Oh, we haven't got time.
Yeah, we have got loads.
We're late. We've got to go to Segway.
I know. We wanted to try and squeeze it in yesterday, but we just couldn't because there just wasn't enough room on the show.
We didn't want to do it then, you know, and sort of make a dent on the output. So we wanted to save it till we had a bit more space.
We had to scratch the idea.
Yeah. So tell everybody the story, Alan, of what happened yesterday.
I scratched the car.
Right, that's what you said to me.
That is true. I scratched.
Define
the car.
Scratch.
Maybe a little bit of a scrape down the side of the car.
How little is a little?
Oh, I wouldn't say it was too big. It was just, it covered a little bit the door.
Would you say it's the same height as that of a 4 or 5 year old child?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the boot. It covered the back as well.
And as long as 3/4 of the vehicle.
Half.
Over half?
Perhaps.
Right. And you did this how?
I'm mortified. I am absolutely mortified. And what's annoying was that I really thought that it would be one of those things, because it was in another car park.
Allard, it didn't scratch the car. It's scraped. I'd say the length of it is from the tip of your index finger to your elbow on your arm. And if you put that up against the side of your vehicle, that's the scratch. That's how long it is.
It looked like it'd been glanced by a rhino wearing a coat of wire wool.
I had to call the BBC Transport and apologise profusely.
Now, the only trouble is, you want to know how he did this. So, Alan, explain how this happened. How did you accidentally scratch the car?
No comment.
How did you do it?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
Because there is a difference of opinion as to how I did it.
What do you mean there's a difference of opinion?
One version suggests that council were at fault, and right. That can't be said on air.
Right.
And the other version...
You just said it.
You just...
Well, I can't tell you the detail.
Well, you just said that it was their fault.
One version suggests that they're at fault, and the other version suggests that I'm at fault.
There is a third version.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, which has been said about by Ace from myself, which is we think that you're lying.
Oh, no, that would be the I'm at fault version.
No, but the I'm at fault wouldn't... Yeah, but it's nothing... But we think your explanation for what happened, we don't believe is true.
I'll tell you my awkwardness, right? The awkwardness is that I didn't see
what
driving?
Happened.
You're driving? Oh, yeah, my driving, clearly. Okay. But I didn't see what happened.
You're driving with your
and
eyes
And I
closed.
Took the words of the council officials who were there. So when you started picking holes in my story, I realised I can't really stand up for myself because I didn't see it.
You were driving the vehicle?
I know, but it was behind me, you see what happened.
Well, of course, the rest of the vehicle is always behind you when you're driving.
Exactly.
It.
So the scratch happened when I behind me, so I didn't see
it's
the scratch. Valid.
It's not a scratch.
Okay, the scrape.
You've written off the paintwork on one side of a vehicle.
And a slight dent. So it's an awkward one, but and I'm actually open to the fact that I'm not right because I'm taking the words of the council people who are there. So when you started picking...
What do you mean? I don't understand what you're saying.
There were two people who were sat there.
Alan.
And they watched
Alan,
it happen.
Hang on. You're in a vehicle.
Yeah.
You are driving through a gate to park the car.
Yes.
Okay? You said, as you were halfway through, the gate flung open in the wind.
Okay.
And scratched down the side of the vehicle.
Yes.
Now, either that happened or it didn't happen. You can't not know.
Well, when I turned round, the gates were next to the car because they'd flung open. But whether that caused a scratch or not is the debate.
It's not a scratch!
Okay, whatever word I should
use. You must have heard this. For that damage of that vehicle, you must have heard this noise.
Yes, I did.
That is not a scratch.
Not that long, but I heard that. And I also heard a big bump and then a big scratch. So I thought it was one thing, and that's what the council people said, but you started picking holes, and now I don't know what's true. So...
But how do you not know what's true? You were driving.
But then when you look behind, all you see is a scratch, and you see a lot
it's
of...
It's not a scratch, Alan!
What should I use? A dent.
What would you use?
A serious abrasion.
But no, I was driving and I was clearly at fault and I do apologise to the BBC and will be using my wages appropriately.
I need to use Alan and Rachel and Dave as props in my investigation.
Right, right.
This is like the movie JFK.
We're
in the final hour now, yeah. Okay. So, can I borrow you, please, if that's all right?
Where?
Just stand here.
Okay.
Move the mic round. Now, Alan. 1 second.
The SAG's right. Not going to happen today, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Alan?
Yes, Your Honour.
Hello, Alan. Nice to meet you.
Hello, sir.
We're now in a court of law.
Okay.
Okay, so you have to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Okay, even if it's libels?
Even if you know what that is.
Okay.
Okay, so you say that you were driving your vehicle... This is way too much echo for a car.
I know, I quite like that.
Shut up. You say you're driving your vehicle through a gateway.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to use Rachel and Dave here as props of the gateposts.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Judge.
Okay. So I'm going to put Rachel here.
Yeah.
Okay. And Dave, I'd like to put you here. Okay. Now, your arms here. Okay, your left arm, Rachel, and Dave's right arm.
Yes.
Your left arm, Rachel.
Oh, yes.
Jesus, and you're the son of... the daughter of a teacher. I want these, your arms, to be the gates.
Yes. Yes.
So when you do that, your hands meet in the middle, correct?
Yes. Right.
All right, okay. Now, Mr. Jones, is it fair to say that Rachel and Dave are a fair representation of the gateposts?
Yes.
And their arms, indeed, for this purpose of demonstration only...
Are the gates.
Are the gates.
Yes.
Once again, would you like to see the gates close?
No, okay, yes, please.
And they meet in the middle.
Yes,
that's
they
do. That's how gates work.
Yes, they do.
Two gates and they meet in the middle.
Yes, they do.
Okay. Stop me at any time when
you're... You're the car, yeah?
I am the car.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm the car noise.
Don't do the noises,
sir. Sorry.
I'll do the noises.
Okay, sorry.
Now, you're in your vehicle, Alan.
Which is quite a long one.
Which is ever so slightly smaller than the gap you're driving through, correct?
Yes.
Okay. It is alleged by yourself that as you drove through said gate...
Yes.
In this case, Rachel and Dave...
Yes.
There's... The gate's closed on you.
No.
Scraping down the
side. No, not true.
Oh, no, hold on.
You've got to go forward. Forward,
okay,
forward,
so
forward.
Keep the gates open.
Imagine it's a long car now.
Okay.
Forward, forward.
So, forward.
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 Forward. Forward. Forward. There.
Okay.
Now the gates close.
The gates close. And now, so what happens here?
So they hit the side of the car from the passenger, back passenger seats backwards.
Right.
So the front seats have gone past.
Okay, so now the gate... Now, Rachel, let me just... Can you just close the gate now?
Radio 1.
Can you do that, Rach?
I can't close the gate,
you
my
can't,
lord.
And why can't you?
Because you're blocking it.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. So they hit the side of the car. So when I turn round, I see the gate is right next
is
to the window.
Is it possible, Mr. Hayden Jones? Let me ask you this. Where are you going?
Oh, sorry.
Go back and need you. You're the gatepost.
We're moving
is
the gatepost.
Is it possible, Hayden Jones, that when you drove through the gap, there was no incident with the gate? There was an incident with the gatepost.
It's quite possible.
Maybe your bad driving scraped the gatepost, in this case, Rachel's right arm, creating a noise, and therefore the aforementioned, as you put it, scratch to the vehicle.
It is quite
No
possible.
Further questions, Your Honour. I'm sitting down now with a smug look on my face.
But that's not what the council guy said. They said they saw the other thing happen. They came up to me and said, oh, the door's closing there. I'd have the council for that.
Alan, I don't know whether the jury are going to find you guilty or not guilty of bullshit.
I'm happy to be guilty.
But I wish you all the very best.
Thank you. If you want to see the scratch, go to blogs. Chris Moll's blogs.
Forget about bar bills. What about the car bill?
I know, it's pricey.
Anyway, thank you for that demonstration, everybody.